Shalom to all. Today's office is about Kuf Chav Aleph, and we're starting about the third line with the words of Yossi Bar Nosson. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Maybe we're right in the middle of discussing how Beis Shammai knows that Hafaras Nedarim could be done with three Hadyotes, three regular people, and does not need to be done in front of a Beis Din. Oh, we had somewhat of a cryptic drasha, and now we explain it. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosson Gamri Lo Alhamas Nisa. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosson learned this brisa Vloya Dolay Lefrusha, and he didn't know how to explain it. Also Basi Rav Sheshes and Arda. He went to Rav Sheshes and Arda Vloyashche. He didn't find him there. Also Basi Lemchuza. He went after him in Mechuzah, Ashchei, he found him there. Amrlei, so he asked him, "My, what does it mean? Mayadei Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereshes, Loi Nemra. That Mayadei Hashem were said by Moshe Rabbeinu, but not Shabbos Bereshes." Amrlei, so Rosh explained to him, "Mayadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. The Mayadim, the Yomim Tovim, they need to be sanctified by Bezdin, and that's done by sanctifying the new moon. Whereas Shabbos Bereshes ain't a Tzrichin Kiddush Bezdin. The Shabbos Bereshes, which we had explained yesterday, means Shabbos that comes every single week, namely the last day of the week, that does not need to be sanctified by Bezdin. That comes up every single week, no matter what's going on." And the Kiddush is as follows. You would have thought to say, since Shabbos is also written by all the Yom Tovim, Tibay Kiddush Bezdin, Kamayadois, that needs to be sanctified officially by Bezdin, just like Yom Tovim, Kamashalan Chiddush is, the Shabbos Bereshis does not need to be sanctified. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosson continued asking Rav Sheshes on the next part of the Braisa, and that's what's relevant to our discussion. What does it mean in the Braisa? The Mayadim of Hashem were set over Moshe Rabbeinu, but not Hafaras Nedarim. And the answer is, Mayadim Hashem Tzrichim Mumchen. The Mayadim of Hashem, in order to be Mekadosh L'Chaydesh and the Yom Tovim, we need to have Mumchen. We need to have a bezin of experts. Hafaras Nedarim ain't Tzrich Mumchen. Regarding annulling vows, that does not need Mumchen. As we have a Rashi Amatos Ksiv, it says in regards to Hafaras Nedarim, Rashi Amatos, which is mashma that we do need Mumchen. We need experts. We need Talmid Chachamim. And our Chizdam Rav Yechanan biyachin Mumche, that the pasuk of Rashi Amatos is telling us that if we have an individual who's a Mumche, he's able to be made for Nedarim, or alternatively, we can have three Hadyaitas. And that's where Rav Shammai knows this. Now I think we'll bring something up that's relevant to previous discussion that we had. Tadan Hassan, we have Mishnah over there. Amar Shimon Gamaliel, Loi Ha Yom Tavim Yisrael, Kachamisha Asar Ba'av, Uchiyam Kippurim. There were no Yom Tavim for Yidden, like the 15th of Av and like Yom Kippur. Shabahen Benaisi Yushalayim, Yaitzis Bilchei Lav and Sheulin. On these 2 days, the daughters of Yushalayim would go out in borrowed white clothing, which is pause for a second to explain. Why is it after you borrowed? Shalayi Vaishas Misha Eloi. That's not to embarrass those that don't have. So everyone borrowed clothing from each other. And the Gemara Titus goes into a much greater description how they went out to the fields for Shaduchim and they would say, don't look at the external, look at the internal. And now we analyze this. Bishlam Yom Kippurim, Yom Slichu Mechila. We understand the Yom Kippur is a very happy day because the day of Slicha and Mechila. Why is that? Yom Shinit Nubay Luchas Achronos. That's when the second set of Luchas were given. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, broke the Luchas, went back up for another 40 days in order to ask for forgiveness for Am Yisrael. Then Hashem sent him back down to make new Luchas. He went back up on Chav Tes Av with the new Luchas, stayed there for another 40 days, and came back down on Yom Kippur. So that's the day of Slicha Mechila. We understand that's why it's a day to rejoice. El Chamish Asar B'Av, Mayhi. What happened on the 15th of Av, which is a day for rejoicing? Now we're going to have a number of different explanations. Amar Yehuda Shmuel, he tells us, Yom Shiva Tushvatim Lava Zebazet. This is the day that the Shvatim were allowed to marry into each other. My Darish, what's the Drasha? The Pasuk says, Zehadavar, and we learn from here, Davar Zeh Loyhei Noig Elab Dar Zeh. This matter was only relevant to that generation, but not the future generations. And we had learned about this before, that it was only that generation of Yetzim Mitzrayim, the women who had inherited their father's Chelek because they didn't have any brothers, were not allowed to marry out of their Shevet. And it was on the 15th of Av that it became Mutter for them to marry out. And it's for this reason alone that this discussion was brought, because again, it was relevant to our previous discussion. Now we just continue with other reasons why the 15th of Av is the day of Simcha. Rabbi Rochana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shiuter Shev Ben Yamin Lavi B'Kahal. This is the day that Shev Ben Yamin was allowed to marry to the other Shvatim. Dechsel the pasuk says, "V'ish Yisrael Nishma Mitzvah Leimar," and all of Am Yisrael swore in mitzvah saying, "Ish Mimenu Lo Yitein Bita Le Ben Yamin LeIsha," that a man from among us is not allowed to give his daughter to Ben Yamin as a wife. And this has to do with Plagish Begiva, which we mentioned briefly a few daf ago. And after the whole story, which was perpetrated by Ben Yamin, everyone made this neder that they're not going to allow their daughters to marry to Ben Yamin. And it was on the 15th of Av that they allowed it. My Darsh, what's the drasha? Mimenu V'Leimu Benenu. They said, "Ish Mimenu," a man from among us, but not our children, so the next generation was allowed to give their daughters to marry into Binyamin. Another answer given, Rav Din Bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shekalu by Meisei Midbar. This is when the people of Midbar stopped dying. We know that after the Miraglim came back and everyone started crying, "Oh, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael, this is so sad," it was nigzar on them that everyone's gonna die. And every single year before Tisha B'Av, which is when the Miraglim came back, all the males would dig a grave for themselves and lay down in it, and whoever got up in the morning, so he survived, there was at least 15,000 people that died every single year. And then the last year in the Midbar, everyone got up. Now they thought that they made a mistake in the calculation and it wasn't Tisha B'Av. So he kept on doing this until the 15th of Av, which is when there's a full moon, and then they knew for sure that Tisha B'Av passed and everyone survived, so that means that all the Mesa Midbar stopped dying. And what's the Simcha in that? Darumayr was stated, actually called Mesa Midbar, before the people stopped dying in the Midbar, there wasn't a Dibur with Moshe, which means even though Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu Panim al Panim, it wasn't with that loving relationship as we know about it, as we always speak, that Moshe was able to speak to Hashem Panim al Panim, and that it was like a casual conversation, L'Havdil. It was only at times of need, when Moshe Rabbeinu needs something or Hashem had to give him instruction, then they had this D-word together. But besides for that, during this entire period, Hashem, so to speak, didn't speak to Moshe. And how do we know that after they stopped dying in the Midbar, that the relationship with Hashem and Moshe went back to what it was before? Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Vahikasher tamu kol anshe mocham olamus mikar v'alam," and was when all the people had stopped dying from among the nation. V'samachlein, right afterwards, the pasuk says, "This is Moshe Rabbeinu relating." Vaydavar Hashem Eli Lamar, Hashem spoke to me saying, and also with his word of Eli, Eli Haya Hadibur, the Dibur was to me like it used to be before. Another understanding of the Simcha of Tu B'Av, Ula Amar, he tells us, Yom Shibitel Baya Hashem ben Ela Pardesoyed, Shoshiv Yavam al Drachim, Shlo Yalu Yisrael Leregel. This is the day that Hashem ben Ela, who was the last king of Yisrael, he was Mevatel the Pardesoyed, which were the centuries that Yavam had put along the roads to prevent Am Yisrael from being Leregel. Yavam ben Nevat was the first king of Yisrael. He had broken off from Rechavim, the king of Yehuda, formed his own kingdom in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and he stopped people from being Leregel, so there shouldn't be a relationship with the Beis HaMikdash, and he put up these Pardesoyed, these centuries to prevent people from going. And the last king of Israel, Hashem ben Ela, he was Mavato, these watchmen, these guardsmen, and allowed people to be Oyle Regel, and so that's a day of happiness. Ramasna Amar, he tells us what's too above. Yom Sheni Haruga Beit HaLekvura. This is the day that all the people who were killed in Beitar were allowed to be buried. We know the famous Bar Kokhba rebellion ended in everyone in Beitar being massacred, and there was many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of people that were killed, and they were not allowed to be buried. And it was only many years later that they were allowed to be buried, and miraculously they did not decompose. And where do we see this? Number of Master Masa says, the day that all the people in Beit were killed were allowed to be buried, Tiknu Biyavne, in Yavne, which is where the Sanhedrin were, they were Matakin, Hatoiv HaMetiv, his last bracha of benching, which is called Hatoiv HaMetiv. And why is it called this? Because Hatoiv Shalei Yisrichu, Hashem is good, he did not allow the bodies to decompose, VaHaMetiv Shenosel Kvura, and he's Metiv because he allowed them to be buried. Another explanation of what Tubav is, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Chavaya, both of them say, Yom Shapaiskin Baim Lichris Eitzim Maracha, this is the day that they stopped cutting wood for the Maracha. During the summer months, they would cut wood that was going to be used on the Mizbech all throughout the year, and this is the day that they stopped cutting the wood, so it's big simcha. The Tanya, that's a proper gear, so we have a brass or blazer, Gadol Omer, he tells us, Kim Shigia Chamisha Asr Ba'av, once the 15th of Av comes along, Tashash Kai Chashchama, the strength, the power of the sun starts waning, it's not as hot outside, and they wouldn't cut wood anymore from the Maracha, because it has to be completely dried out, and the sun is simply not strong enough to dry it out completely, and therefore they stopped cutting wood then, and Arv Menashe, he tells us, that day was called Yom Tavar Magal, the day of the breaking of the axes, and this was a symbolic thing they would do, so to speak, to break their axes to show that we're so happy that we're able to do this mitzvah of cutting wood, and now we're not doing it anymore. Now, Mikan Ve'elich, from then on, Demaisif Yosef, whoever adds on, it will be added on for him. This has to do with adding on Torah learning. Since the days start getting shorter from Tu B'Av and on, a person has to make sure to learn extra at night to make up for the time that he didn't learn during the day. And Yosef means that he's going to have time added on to his life since he's adding on Torah learning. Or She'enu Maisif Yosef, if a person does not add on Torah learning, so Yosef is going to be applied to him. My Yosef, what's Yosef asked the Gemara? Tanya Rav Yosef, he teaches, Tikbar Yime, this fellow's mother is going to bury him, Layalenu, which means he's going to die young. I think we're going to continue. Sarabon, we have a Raisa. Shiva Kiplu is called Oilam Kulai. There are seven that literally folded over the entire world, which means these seven people overlapped from the beginning of creation till this very day. Misu Shalach Ra Adam. Misu Shalach saw Adam Arishain, which means he was Meshamish him, he served him. Shame Ra Misu Shalach. Shame, who is the son of Noach, he saw Misu Shalach and he served him. He was Meshamish him. Yaakov Ra Shame. Yaakov Avinu, he served Shame. He was Meshamish him. We know he learned in his yeshiva. And Amram Ra's Yaakov. Amram, who was a son of Levi, he saw Yaakov, his grandfather. That's not proven by Psukim. That's just something that we say Misvara, because we know that Levi came into Mitzrayim with Yaakov, and Amram was his oldest child, and Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years, so it makes sense that Amram overlapped Yaakov. We continue, Achia Shiloni, who was a Navi at the times of Yeravim ben Nevat, Ra's Amram, he saw Amram, and Elio, this is Elio Navi, Ra's Achia Shiloni, he saw Achia Shiloni, and Vadayin Kayom. Elio Navi is still alive today, so if someone alive this very day, who traces all the way back to Adam Arishon. The Gemara just asks, Achia Shiloni Ra'as Amram? Achia Shiloni saw Amram? V'haksev, it says in the Pasuk, V'loi Noisar Mehem Ish, no one was left over from them, Kim Kalev Ben Yifuna V'Hashem Ben Nun, except for Kalev Ben Yeshua. And that means that everybody died in the Midbar, and there was no one that went into Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that Achia Shiloni saw Amram, which means that he was in Mitzrayim, and that he also went into Eretz Yisrael? All those people died, besides for Yeshua and Kalev. And the answer to that is, Amram Hamnuno, Loin Exer Gzeil Shevto Shalevi, the Gzeira that all the people are going to die in the Midbar was not made on Shevet Levi, and Achia Shiloni was a Levi. Because the pasuk says, "But midbar hazeh yibol pigrechem," in this midbar your corpses are going to fall. "V'chapi gudechem l'chom asparchem miben esrim shana v'mala," and all your countings from all your numbers from 20 years old and up. What do we learn from here? "Misha pekuda miben esrim." This is there applied only to the parts of Am Yisrael that were counted from 20 years old and up. "Yatzah shifta shalevi." This excludes Levi. "Shem pekuda miben shloishem," who is counted from 30. We know that a Levi only serves in the base of Mikdash at 30 years old, whereas the rest of Am Yisrael, when they were counted to see how numerous the shevet was, they were counted from 20. So we see that this gzeir was not on Shevet Shvut Levi, and that's how Achiyashi Loini was able to make it from Mitzrayim through the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Mishash Shvatim Loi Ayel, from the rest of the Shvatim, no one else went into Eretz Yisrael besides Rekalev and Yeshua? How could that be? Vatani, we have a brass that says, Yar ben Menashe, Umacher ben Menashe, these are two sons of Menashe, and remember, Menashe is one of the sons of Yosef, Noldim ben Yaakov, they were born in the days of Yaakov, Veloi Mesu Achinichesu Yisrael Aretz, and they didn't die until Am Yisrael went into the land. Shinar Rekos, the Pasuk says, Vayakom Ahem Anche Ai, Kishleshim Shisha Ish, and the people of Ai struck about 36 men. This is the second war that Yeshua and the Yidden waged with the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. It was a city called Ai, and about 36 people died. Vitanya of Brasset says, Shloshim Shisha Mamish de Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says it was precisely 36 people that died. Whereas Amalai Rabbi Chemi told him, V'chi Nemar Shloshim Shisha, does it say 36? V'haloi Loi Nemar Elo Kishloshim Shisha. It only says in the Pasuk about 36. What does it mean, about 36? Elo Ze Yar Ben Menashe, this is referring to Yar Ben Menashe, Sheshakol Kerubishel Sanhedrin, he was as Chashav, and he equaled the majority of the Sanhedrin. And since the Sanhedrin is 70 people, so it means half of the Sanhedrin would be 35 and the majority would be 36. So we see very clearly that Yar ben Menashe died in Eretz Yisrael. And that means that it wasn't just Kalev and Yeshua from the other Shvatim that made their way into Eretz Yisrael. Elam Rachar Yaakov, rather, he answers differently. The Gzera that everyone's going to die in the Midbar wasn't on those who were younger than 20 or older than 60. Loyal Pachas Ben Esrim, not on less than 20, because the Pasuk says, Mi Ben Esrim Shana V'mala, from 20 years old and up. We quoted this Pasuk previously. And so clearly anyone under 20 wasn't included in the Gzera. And how do we know the Gzera wasn't on anyone older than 60? Because Gamar Umala Umala Me'arachin. We have Gzera Shava Umala Umala from Arachin. Ma'ala Lon Yersin Ben Shishim Kepachin Ben Chav. Just like by Arachin, when a person pledges somebody's worth to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a set value given by the Torah, and somebody who's above 60 has the same value as someone who's below 20. Afkan, so over here, when we talk about people dying in the Midbar, Yersin Ben Shishim Kepachin Ben Esrim, we treat somebody above 60 like below 20, and when those people didn't die either. And therefore, according to this, there was actually many people that could have left Mitzrayim and went into Eretz Yisrael as well, who were not from Shevet Levi, that's as long as they were younger than 20 or older than 60. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.